What was that old saying? Starve a cold, feed a fever. Or was it feed a cold, starve a... I don't know. All I know is I think I'm getting sick. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We will revisit two of our better interviews of 2015. First off, Aisha Tyler, a very funny, talented woman. You see her every day on The Talk on CBS. She also most recently was a part of that show Archer on FX. Very funny animated series, a little different, but also very good. And Aisha was one of our better guests this year, so we will revisit our chat with Aisha Tyler. And then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. And then an interesting little tidbit that will develop into a story. Do you know that America has more self-storage facilities than they do McDonald's restaurants? Now, is that good? Is that bad? I don't know. McDonald's, do people still go to McDonald's? Of course they do. Do people store their stuff? Yes, they do. Everywhere you look in your town, you'll see a self-storage facility. We'll have the story. And then another revisit of one of our better interviews of 2015, my chat with Neil Sean of Journey, a legendary rock and roll figure. And it was great having him on the show earlier this year. We start things off this hour with, I think I'm getting sick. It is that time of the year, especially the way the weather has been where I live. Okay, I live in the New York City area. It was 65 degrees recently. It got cold for the weekend before Christmas, then it warmed up again for Christmas. I was literally walking around in shorts on December, 19th, 20th, somewhere in there. That's kind of weird, folks. But now I pay the price. I'm getting sick. And you know those telltale signs. My wife was sick for a week and a half. My son was able to stay away from it. But you start getting that little tickle in your nose. And then when you swallow and you get that burn in your throat and you're thinking, uh-oh, here we go. I don't get sick that often. But when I do, it's usually there for about 10 days. So I'm doing this right now as I am on the onset of this journey into unhealthy coldom, and hopefully it's going to be coldum and not flu-dum, because that happens this time of the year as well, and I forgot to get my flu shot this year. I did the past 2 years, and I didn't get that sick, but here we go. I'm in a couple of radio studios every day each week, and you're essentially sucking on a microphone that somebody else who was sick might have been breathing into and infecting. And that's part of what this business is. So I don't know where I got it. Did I get it from my wife? Did I get it from work? You can get coffee poured for you somewhere. And if the person is sick and if they were touching their nose or breathing on your cup, hello, you've got their germs. But it's an awful feeling because, all right, you try to be proactive. And I use one of those effervescent tablets. You know, they sell all these things in the store to try to limit the effects of a cold. And I do believe that they work to a certain extent. They do not cure what you have that is ailing you, but it may take the edge off of it. But then, you know, like it starts to get a little weird. You know, it starts as like a little nose thing and you get stuffy and then you still have the sore throat for a few days. But then the stuffiness goes away and even the sore throat starts to go away. And you're thinking, I beat it. I'm healthy again. On with my life. 2 hours later, you have a little bit of a tickle in your throat, little cough here, little cackle there, and before you know it, you're hacking your lungs out about 4 hours later, and you'll be coughing now for the next 2.5 weeks. So do you go to the doctor? Do you go to one of those little clinics in the drugstores now, which are kind of weird, but do you go there? Do you get medication? What do? But you can't stop it. Because everybody is going to be sick around you, coughing here, hacking there, sneezing at you here. We live in a disgusting world, folks. It's winter, which means we're all living in a petri dish. So as I cascade down into that awful quandary and abyss of coldness and stuffiness and sore throatness, I hope you don't join me, but I have a feeling you will. Stay with us. We will revisit our interview with Aisha Tyler coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Welcome Welcome to American Biker Minute, the thickest, slickest Harley-Davidson brochure ever delivered to the ABM compound arrived this week. The next mile of Project Rushmore. Harley says they changed everything without screwing up anything. The son of Project Rushmore. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley's son of Project Rushmore. The twin cooled models are able to deliver higher compression, more power throughout the riding range. ABM being a Luddite, the entertainment and infotainment color screen is more of a distraction than an attraction. But as always, everything's cool on two wheels, and if you like it, we do too. Harley is counting on son of Rushmore to keep them 2016 bikes rolling out the door. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. There are now a whole spate of make-believe nonprofit think tanks posing as environmental stewards. One such example is the Heartland Institute that's published a super slick glossy booklet for politicians and city councils all across the country. It's entitled 10 Principles of Energy Policy and could have been written by the CEO of Exxon himself. The opening preface says their research is far too complex for us, we the people, to be able to understand it all, so we should just go ahead and believe whatever they say. This particular phony environmentalism, tax-free by the way, says oil companies not only are not greedy, but gas prices are actually quite low. These kinds of booklets are being distributed to Congress and America's city officials far and wide in order for the less informed of them to repeat this money-making nonsense as official government information. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.